welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, December 31st. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, colleges focus on helping the middle class and why you should consider a larger down payment on a home. As soaring college costs saddle more students with debt, colleges are increasingly earmarking financial aid for those who fall through the crack of existing student aid programs. Middle-class students, according to Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn.
Maybe their parents' earnings put them in kind of a comfortable bracket, but it's still a stretch to pay full tuition and fees at colleges as those costs continue to rise.
For example, programs in California, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota are increasing the amount of funds that are specifically available to families earning anywhere from $60,000 to $150,000. In the past, scholarship money has been targeted at the poor, exceptionally bright, or athletic. But when a family earns too much money to receive federal aid, they are forced to take on private loans and accumulate debt. 39% of students whose families earn more than $65,000 accumulated $30,000 or more in student loans by graduation. That's according to a College Board analysis. Debt that can be crippling to recent graduates. But there are some questions about whether it makes sense to offer financial aid packages to families that are not really struggling.
A lot of the programs are paid for by tuition, so that means somebody else is paying full price, and that money is then going towards somebody who won't pay full price. So the question then is, why put full price so high to begin with?
But in the meantime, you can read more about these scholarship programs being offered by states and schools from Melissa Korn at WSJ.com. Deciding how much of a down payment to make on a home can be tricky. Adam Levin of Credit.com tackles the question, should I make the largest down payment possible?
Simply put, the answer is yes. And if you want to know why, we've got six good reasons. Affording a large down payment is a sign of borrower strength and shows lenders you know how to save. It's one of the best indicators of credit worthiness, and you're more likely to get approved for a mortgage. Furthermore, if you're in a bidding war with other prospective buyers, offering the seller more money up front can likely be the key to winning the house. Banks and lenders usually offer better interest rates when your loan-to-value ratio is lower. An increase in your down payment lowers this ratio and also lowers the lender's risk. Lower interest rates can save you significant amounts of money over the life of a mortgage. A bigger down payment also means a smaller mortgage amount, which means lower monthly payments. This means more money in your monthly budget for other facets of your life, and again, fewer dollars of interest paid over time. With more of the cost covered at the beginning, you have a better shot to pay the entire mortgage amount off in less time. With lower monthly payments, maybe you can even make extra principal prepayments. Paying off a mortgage early often makes financial sense and can help you be better prepared for retirement. A larger down payment also means no need for mortgage insurance or PMI. Lastly, as too many homeowners found out the hard way during the last recession, home values can fall the same way that they rise. By having a greater percentage of your home paid off before you even move in, you minimize the likelihood that a price decline will put you into a negative equity situation. There are, of course, some reasons not to make a larger down payment, but it's important to understand that if you can afford a larger payment or are willing to wait to purchase a home so you can save for one, you may end up paying less for your mortgage overall, paying your mortgage off faster, and getting better interest rates and terms in the bargain. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.